I'm Sharkey's Goon. Today, what could have been for the rise of Skywalker? Goon, it's the Colin Trevorrow script. Now, apparently he does say his name Trevorrow. I feel like I'm being pretentious the same way when I say Scorsese, but it is Trevorrow, not Trevorrow. Let me read to you what would have been the crawl. Dun, 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 dun. The iron grip of the First Order has spread to the farthest reaches of the galaxy. Only a few scattered planets remain unoccupied. Traitorous acts are punishable by death. Determined to suffocate a growing unrest, Supreme Leader Kylo Ren has silenced all communication between neighboring systems. Led by General Leia Organa, the Resistance has planned a secret mission to prevent their annihilation and forge a path to freedom. That's your crawl for what would have been called Duel of the Fates. It's a very early draft of Rise of Skywalker, which was written before Carrie Fisher's death. This was actually released a week before Carrie's death. And Goon, what do you think so far?
I don't like the title.
Well, it might have just been placeholder, right?
Yeah, but still, you know, even calling it Duel of the Fates, that's what the John Williams song was from the original, from Phantom Menace. And they could have just called it, you know, Blue Harvest 2 or whatever. That just annoyed me from the start.
But maybe that's Ring Theory if everything came around.
I'm not buying that one.
In Vader's temple, Kylo finds a Sith holocron, which reveals a hologram of Palpatine. Interesting that that was there then, right? The recording is for Vader. Palpatine has a contingency for Vader if Luke kills him, Palpatine. Vader is to take Luke to the Remnicore system to see Tor Valum, master of Sith / Palpatine's teacher.
Was Tor Valum really Palpatine's teacher?
According to Duel of the Fates.
What about the, I don't have the book with me, our Bible, but it'd be interesting to know. I don't feel like Tor Valum was his teacher, but, you know, I guess they could wipe away canon. I actually like that, you know, they touched on Palpatine in this one. It shows that he was actually in the thought process throughout the whole Rise of Skywalker.
It's interesting, right?
Very interesting. And so does that mean that it was just for the Rise of Skywalker, or was Disney having a little thread of it throughout the whole series that nobody picked up on?
No, it's a good question. All right, I got a lot more for you. Kylo Ren remains the big bad, although Rey still strives to turn him back to the light. Kylo finds himself haunted by Luke's ghost, who keeps trying to convince his former apprentice to resist the dark side once and for all, a notion Kylo scoffs at. At some point, Kylo's face gets damaged again, and, quote, Mandalorian armor is smelted and applied to his face. That's kind of weird.
I mean, are they talking about not really the Mandalorian armor, or just the Beskar itself, so that way he's a little more bulletproof? Is it really smelted to his face? Because how would he survive then?
Yeah,
I don't get that. I don't get that. But the whole Force Ghost with Luke haunting them the whole time, I think that would be great. But I would love to see Luke just be a wise guy throughout the whole thing, like, you know, really haunt him.
Well, that thread is kind of there. I watched The Last Jedi yet again last night. Fantastic film, and anyone who doesn't like it is just mistaken. I mean, I love that movie. When Luke takes on Kylo at the end, he says something along the lines of, strike me down and I'll haunt your ass. So that thread was there. In Duel of the Fates, Luke's ghost also keeps appearing to Rey, who continues to train to be a Jedi, while also being overwhelmed with self-doubt. It seems that Kylo Ren telling her that she's descended from dead nobodies has really messed up her mind and sapped her confidence, but Rey's standalone nature is part of her strength. During a conversation with Leia, Leia says, you're not like my father or brother. You're new. Whatever happens, remember the Force chose you, Rey. Your story isn't written by anyone else.
Which is pretty cool. That also could be trying to figure out, like, Colin was trying to go off of what Ryan did and say that she was nobody. But, you know, at the same time, I like that it's the end of the Skywalker saga and the start of the Rey saga. But with the Rise of Skywalker, I was still not upset about a Palpatine becoming a Skywalker.
Yeah, I'm not upset about the Palpatine decision that was eventually made. I do think this thread here of Rey truly being a nobody kind of would have been a nice thing to explore, especially when we saw Broom Kid or Finn or whoever else has the Force. And again, we go back to the Force Awakens. So apparently it was awakening in a lot of people. I think it would have been interesting to explore, but I'm not wigged by what they actually did.
Nah, I'm fine with it. I actually enjoyed the movie. Being a Star Wars fan, I enjoyed it. I was glad there was Star Wars. Would I have liked to see what Colin could have done? I think that would have been a very interesting alternate take on it. So I'm happy with either one.
Yeah. So the rest of Duel of the Fates, planet jumping, side missions, Rose, Finn, R2-3PO go off on a mission, Rey, Poe, and Chewie go on a different one. Leia turns to Lando and asks if he will organize the smugglers and fight the First Order, so that was always there. Finn starts a citizens' uprising on Coruscant around the First Order's citadel/palace. At some point, Rey fights and defeats the Knights of Ren. Before the story ends, there's one final twist. It turns out Kylo Ren killed Rey's parents, having been ordered to do so by Snoke. A big fight ensues between Rey and Kylo, in which the Force ghosts of Luke, Obi-Wan, and Yoda all show up and try to turn Kylo from the dark side back to the light. Sadly, it doesn't work. Kylo Ben Solo Ren dies, or as the script puts it, he's extinguished. The Resistance triumphs. The First Order is finally defeated.
I prefer the redemption of Ben Solo and how it happened. I like the fact that he went up against the Knights of Ren, took them out. And then I also like the fact that Rey had to deal with Palpatine, who was the big bad. It never felt like Kylo was ever the big bad throughout the whole last trilogy.
I agree. He feels like what Luke explains to us in The Last Jedi and the third telling of what went down between Luke and Ben, that he's a frightened teenager with a lot of power, right? He's the man child. He's the wannabe Vader. And he never quite pulls it off. And the one person who calls bullshit on him is, I'm spacing on his name, redhead sniveling guy.
Oh, Hux.
Hux, thank you. You know, is the one guy that calls bullshit on it. So they don't get along. Everybody else is afraid of him because he has power. But he's basically, you know, a man child who is just angry at the world, right?
Yeah, it's basically... for lack of a better term that somebody's probably getting mad at me about, he's a millennial throwing a millennial hissy fit throughout the galaxy.
No, but that's pretty much what it is, right? I remember people throwing around the word emo when Last Jedi first came out.
Well, there's also that that Twitter account, Emo Kylo Ren.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, you should go look it up.
Yeah, and everybody should also look up Emperor Trumpatine is one of my favorites as well.
Huge.
So, again, this probably would have been a differently, perfectly fine movie. I'm not upset that we didn't get it. I don't think I would have been upset had we gotten this, and I'm not upset about what we got.
And who's to know that that was the final script? That could have been just the first pass-through.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting here, again, this came out or was written before Carrie Fisher passed away. You may have noticed I barely mentioned Leia, which brings me to a subtopic of this. I was listening to another Star Wars podcast, and they were getting into the whole Admiral Holdo thing and why does that character even exist. And they were floating the theory of maybe Holdo was just hiding that Carrie Fisher really wasn't up to the performance, and maybe they knew that, so they weren't going to build Episode 9 around Carrie Fisher because... Again, we all love Carrie Fisher, but when I watch the new trilogy, I don't think she's great as Leia. I don't know if it's just she feels really old. Her voice is completely different. Maybe they didn't give her anything to do. So maybe they were afraid to build Episode 9 around her, and maybe they were afraid to give her too much in Episode 8, and they just made her go away. And then you and I both know that Carrie has been known to leave Star Wars Celebration in the middle of things because she's not feeling well. So maybe there's something to that.
She also, like, if you watch Force Awakens and even parts of The Last Jedi, she seems a little frail.
Yes.
Like, you know, she's old. She feels older than she is. her voice is very thin.
Yes.
And it just didn't like, even when you heard her doing interviews before that or popping up, she was a lot different than she was in those movies. So I don't know if the stress of actually, you know, working on stuff like that or the time she had to put into it, it wore her down. But I could see trying to step back from the Leia character and have her as much of a presence in the movies.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I watched Last Jedi last night, and that whole Holdo thing, I can't wrap my head around it. I know everybody says that they didn't write Carrie out of the middle of the movie, but Holdo doesn't even appear in the movie until Leia's out in space. It's just weird.
I think Holdo was originally just a plan B, because they might have ran into some troubles with Carrie on...
Yeah.
On the first, on Force Awakens. So they shot her, they had stuff ready to go with her, but they probably put her in towards the middle of the movie just to pay Laura Dern and to give her character something to do since they kept Leia.
Yeah, and she says dialogue that sounds like Leia dialogue. It really does feel placeholder. I mean, if you just told me that, like, yeah, Carrie Fisher passed away and we hadn't finished the movie yet and this is what we did, I would go, yeah, that makes total sense. But apparently that is not how it went down. So it just confuses me.
And in the comics, Holdo studies under Leia. That's why she sounds very Leia-like now.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. So the other thing about those movies now that we've seen Rise of Skywalker is if you listen to the Snoke dialogue, it is written as if Palpatine voices it. I'm not retconning it there, but just the phrasings, the voice is different, but the phrasing, it's all very Palpatine.
Yeah, and Andy Serkis really did, like, he was masking Palpatine, but you can hear Palpatine coming through even in the voice at times. Like the inflections of anger and
yes.
when he was trying to be more commanding, you could definitely feel Palpatine coming through.
Yeah. Again, anybody who doesn't like The Last Jedi is crazy, and Duel of the Fates was not meant to be.
Should have just stayed on the soundtrack.
Shark and Goon will return.